Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. It's really good to be with you again. It's great to be with you, actually. It's a great day to be alive. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. We've got an e-news that goes out every few weeks, and you can subscribe to that. There's some good information in that. And you're going to love my special guest today. One of the tenors. Was it not a tenor? What were you back in the day? Short back and sides.
That's right.
It was a bit of a star gig for Pastor Stu Brown from the Granary. Welcome, champion.
It's great to be here, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show again.
I mean, you have taken on many personalities over the years. I mean, in your singing, your acting and plays.
Bit of theatre, bit of opera.
Theatre, it's all happening.
Some call me the singing pastor.
The singing pastor. You go pretty good on the... You do real good. I hear one of your kids is coming up in the slipstream too.
It's true. Oh, it's true, yeah. We've got a few vocalists in the team now. It's another way of building the kingdom, you know, just get the kids happening.
Well, look, we signed on that church growth plan. Multiply. And congratulations. I think you've got you and Katie.
It's true. A third
baby.
One on the way.
Sure. Well, it's all exciting happening. Very good. Well, we're not talking about all that, even though we have. Well, let's talk about a few things. We've got coming up, actually, and hence the reference to the short back and sides, because it was 15 years ago was the first annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, and you featured in that function. It was one of the small rooms in City Hall.
I remember it well. We had John Church.
John
announcing.
Church was the MC, and I think we had Palau. We had Louis Palau's son speaking. Anyway, it was a great function. Short back and sides, you featured. And coming up...
And that was John Tate, wasn't it?
It was with
the Mayor,
the
John.
Lord Mayor, John Tate, yeah. That's right. And coming up this coming... June 2, the 2nd of June, is the 15th annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, yeah?
It's amazing, isn't it? 15 years. And I've got to say, Rick, he's been behind all these people. Oh. And incredible work that you've done, Rick, in continuing on this legacy and seeing the city gathering for the Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. And it's been amazing. The momentum just continues to build.
It's been wonderful.
And even through COVID, we met online.
We did one
doing
online.
The Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast.
We did one
and,
online.
And that was interesting, pulling together musical items on Zoom.
It was phenomenal.
But it's been a real pleasure to be involved, particularly with the worship side of things. But
and I think I'm right in being because it was on Zoom that annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast.
That's right.
And I think the other host of the Kingdom Works program, Geraldine Baker, was caught in her pajamas on the screen.
There you go. Well, we need to go through the archives for the 15th anniversary and maybe
that one
pop that on the big screen for the 15th anniversary.
I tell you what, if you're listening and you know Geraldine, you heard it here first. You may have seen it back a few years ago, but you heard it here first, perhaps.
I don't think there's any listeners.
Message.
There can't be any listeners who weren't caught at some point in their pajamas during COVID, maybe watching church online or Zooming in. It's just the way it was. It's a different day now, isn't it?
Those days are long gone. We're in a new day, and thank goodness for that. But 15 years, Stu, you've been involved all that time, I would imagine. I mean, you've been married, you've had children all that time. There's a lot happened in 15 years.
That's right. There was actually one year that I missed when my favourite artist was featuring Steve Grace, and I was away that year. But every other year I have been there and have just loved it, and again just loved your work, Rick, in keeping this going. It's great.
So for our listeners, you can come to the Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. It's at NEXT, which is in Newcastle on King Street, and tickets available online. So you can go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. There'll be a link there somewhere that'll take you to civic functions and the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast in Newcastle the 15th. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good time, Stu. I mean, it normally is. You guys pull together creatively. You're magnificent.
It is, I think, a unique event in the calendar for our city, where just so many churches come together and organizations and civic leaders gather in one place. And it's a really special occasion, I think. Yeah. And, yeah, I encourage everyone to either come along or in some way support it, because it is, yeah, it is, like I said, quite a unique thing to see the church gather like that. And always just such a great blessing to see people come together.
Do you have a highlight? I mean, there is moments of... I mean, some of the moments have been very powerful. Some of the creative moments that have happened, the songs that have been used, some speakers, some moments of prayer have been incredibly powerful. Does something stand out for you?
Yeah, I think the kind of opening numbers that we've kind of pulled together
fully
have been so great. And I remember one where we had a guy playing the didgeridoo, and then we just got into the singing the Great Southland together.
Oh,
and
come on.
It was kind of some kind of a medley, and just great to see all the different denominations gathering and joining together in Jesus' name.
Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here. You're listening to Kingdom Works. My special guest is Pastor Stu Brown, who is at the Granary Church and caretaking. You're the senior.
I am.
Pastor
the acting
Sue's having
senior
a little
pastor.
Bit of time off, which
I love
is good for
the temporary
her.
Nature of this, though. You know, the acting.
You're just acting. Senior. I mean, it's a bit like theatre, isn't it?
Well, have a chat to a pastor today. Give him a pat on the back.
Oh, exactly. No, that's a good call, actually. Why don't you, if you're in contact with your pastor, send him a text message and a message of appreciation, a phone call, or an email. Do something. For your pastor, it's not the easiest gig, is it, Stu?
Well, it's been a learning curve, let's say. It's a great learning experience and a little bit more responsibility than usual. But you've been really blessed. We've got a great team, and I don't feel in any way that I've been doing this on my own. It's great.
Well, my confession as a pastor is it's hard work.
It is hard work.
It can be very hard. And, I mean, you know, it's like this calling, of course. You feel called to it, ministry.
That's right.
And then pastoring people, and it's almost like the broken leading the broken. And so that can be difficult. But then there's the spiritual aspect and the, you know, there's the opposition.
Yeah.
That's spiritual, that, you know, I mean, we proclaim and speak about God's plan for your life, and every listener, God's got a specific purpose and plan for your life, and so the enemy. Mm. He's got a plan for your life too, to distract and disrupt and distort and destroy.
That's right.
Whatever might be that the Lord has for you. So it is challenging. Mm. And so encourage your pastor today. That would be a good move. You'd be encouraged if people text you, wouldn't you?
Oh, send in a text.
Send in a
text.
Give
you my number at the end.
Send in your text. Go to our website. You'll pick up his phone number on our website. And so thoughts on this year, the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. What any thoughts on what might emerge?
Well, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of 15 years.
15
and
years.
We're going to be talking about the city flourishing and looking at areas of pain perhaps in the city, or, you know, some of the darkness that is in our city, and ideas and ways that we can breathe life into things and see it flourishing. And, you know, there's just so many ministries around our city that are pouring out into people's lives and in all the different welfare areas. And and so we want to, I guess, celebrate that and see what we can do collectively as a church. And I really believe that that's the next stage for us as the body of Christ, that we are working together. And, you know, we all have different strengths across the different denominations.
Absolutely.
And they're going to know that we're his disciples, not by our programs or our events or our theology even, but by our love.
Mm.
And that's not just that we hang out every now and then together, but that we love each other. And so, yeah, I guess it's really loving the city and us coming together as the body to do that.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, that reminds me when you said that last prayer, Jesus, Father, I pray that they be one so that the world will know and believe. So our oneness will be our witness.
That's right.
Very powerful. I love that word flourishing. I mean, it really is the full description of thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's right.
It's the download of heaven so that things, everything, not just people, but community, everything in it flourishes.
Mm. And we're part of a beautiful region, and we've seen in many ways the city of Newcastle flourishing with all the different development that you see around and that kind of thing. But there's another level that, you know, it can be nice on the outside, but what is it that God wants to do to see our city really flourish and the heart of our city really flourish. So, and I love that the Lord Mayor has continued these breakfasts.
Yep.
That Nuatali has been behind this, and we just really appreciate that. And I think it's been great for our civic leaders to see the church gather in this way, and they come along, a lot of the councillors come along, and the different city leaders.
It's a bit of a wow moment, isn't it? I mean, one of the common comments after it by somebody who may not have close affiliation with the church is, wow, there's a vibe in here. There's a great, atmosphere in here.
Yeah.
And we know it's the presence of God. I mean, sometimes it's just amazing.
That's
the environment,
right.
And for them to walk in and be in that environment, it's amazing.
And for them to know that we care about them and that we're praying for them as they lead, praying that we're praying for our leaders, not just our church leaders, but our city leaders.
Yeah.
And that's really powerful.
That's a big deal. I remember when we had a former Lord Mayor in the Lord Mayoral seat, he was a unique fella. Jeff, but he was like blown away. He was like, gosh, you guys are good.
Yeah, that's right.
And even the affirmation and encouragement. And I think that's really important. You know, in our culture, it's not normally an affirming culture. And so, that's why we shared just before that if you send your pastor a word of encouragement, because it may not be getting a lot. And so people that are sitting in political seats, they're not getting huge amounts. I mean, they might in their party world, but they're huge. Not normally, they're asking, most people meeting with them to complain or ask for something.
That's right.
And so it's a big deal for us as believers to have that demeanour and culture and push it into their world. Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah, I was reading just recently the warning in the book of James about criticizing our brother and sister, so that we actually don't have the right to judge others. And, I think that it's really important that we're not just sitting in that seat of judgment and criticizing leaders, but that we are praying for them and encouraging them, and maybe they're not doing everything the way that we would like them to do it. But we need to trust the Lord in the authority that He's given them, and continue to encourage them, and be praying. It's a prayer breakfast. It's gathering the city to be praying for God's will to be done.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because it's easy to do something on social media feed, have a complaint, or have a shot at someone. I mean, you see it loads. It's like, why? What fruit's going to come from that? That is just like rubbish.
Yeah,
it's like, now I know, Stu, you wouldn't do that, and none of our listeners would.
No.
But some people,
who is it out there?
They want to hop on socials and have a complaint or have a shot at someone, and it's just not cool. It's not good at all. There are ways about confronting. You don't have to agree with everything.
That's right.
I mean, I certainly don't agree with everything that happens in the city. But you know what? The Lord's placed people in responsibility.
That's right.
And Scripture does say to pray for them. And there are ways to challenge things as well. And so I think I encourage us to do that, because we don't want to just take everything as though it's all good.
That's right.
But certainly on June 2, We'll be praying, believing, declaring, singing, worshipping over the city.
Mm. And I think people can join in on Rema if they want to as well.
Well, I think that could be the case.
To listen in. So there's different ways to join in. But we'd love for you to be there in the room on the 2nd of June.
Absolutely. You heard it.
And the other thing you need to be there for is to see Rick. I mean, he's looking – I don't know if you did watch online this interview, then you'll see that Rick's looking more and more like Noah, just growing that beard. And it is – it's a sight to behold, people. There's so much wisdom here.
I'm building a bunt in the backyard too.
a big bushy beard. I love it.
Hey, Stu. We love Rick. Wonderful having you on the program. Pastor Stu Brown, awesome. Love you, mate.
Thanks, Rick.
Fantastic.
Right back at you.
Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. It's where you can link up, subscribe. But more importantly, right now, you can go and book a ticket for the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. You might want to buy a table and host 10 friends too. Hey, God bless you. Looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.